We're going to find out more about the Green Bin Program in Stratford. Joining us in studio is Emily Skelding. She is the Waste Reduction Coordinator with City of Stratford, and she joins us in studio. Emily, it's good to see you.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
And it's nice to meet you as well, for sure. So, Emily, let's talk about the Green Bin Program. We have discussed it before, but we're looking at expansion now with this program. But first off, for anyone not familiar with it, but it's been a huge success, the Green Bin Program, what's it all about?
Yeah, so we rolled out the Green Bin Program in 2020. And so your food scraps, leftover food from meals, et cetera,
sure.
You can put in your green bin, put it on the curb, and then weekly it gets picked up. And that's for here in the city of Stratford.
Okay, but now we're looking at an expansion, if you will, for the Green Bin program. So how's this expansion working?
Yes, we're very excited about this. When we first rolled out the program in 2020, we targeted single dwelling homes. We then rolled out to multi-res buildings, so larger apartment buildings. And now we're ready to roll it out to institutions like schools and commercial businesses. And we're also going to try to do another final push on the multi-res buildings as well.
Okay, so again, you can get details with stratford.ca. But as we talked about, some of the stats with the Green Bin program have just been really impressive. I know Mike Bites has shared that on social media, but I don't know if you have any stats for us this morning in terms of the success of this program.
Yeah, we've had a really great uptake of this program. Last year alone, we diverted 991 tons from the landfill with the organics program. And for those who are interested in the carbon relation to that, that's taking roughly 41.7 passenger cars off the road.
So wow.
Really exciting, yeah.
That is incredible. And again, we're very fortunate to have access to something like this, the Green Bin Program, because there are many municipalities that don't have access to something like this.
Sure, yeah. I think it depends on the size of the municipality. But Stratford was really great at kind of jumping right on board and bringing this in. And it's something that we had heard from residents that they were interested in doing. And this final rollout of the program as well, we've had a lot of comments and feedbacks from schools and businesses that they want to participate too. So we're really excited to roll it out to those sectors as well.
All right. It is rolling out for sure. It is the Green Bin program, a bit of an expansion now. So what's the best way, again, if people have questions about the Green Bin or the expansion, what's the best way to get in touch?
Yeah, so we are asking that it's principals, landlords, managers, or business owners to contact us and contact us at the city. You can also contact me through my email at eskelding@stratford.ca. And if you need to know the spelling of that, just check out our Facebook page.
And of course, we'll share all the details on our social media and with mystratfordnow.com. Again, a great success story, the Green Bin program for City of Stratford. And Emily, I imagine looking forward, I know we don't have any dates yet, but I'm sure there's going to be more household hazardous waste days coming up.
They are coming up, and I can share the first date.
Okay.
So Saturday, May 13th at the Rotary Complex is our first date.
Perfect. That'll be coming up fast enough for sure.
Yes.
All right. Again, stratford.ca is the website for details. Emily Skelding with Waste Reduction Coordinator with City of Stratford. Emily, pleasure to meet you, and thanks for the information.
Thank you for having me.